31702. Hi. 22 minutes past 7 o'clock. You're listening to Gershel Brooks in for Buchle Madulini here on Sports Talk. And sitting across from me is a superstar, and that is Mr. Brilliant Kuzwayo. How are you doing, sir? It's nice to have you in studio. Thank you for joining us, man.
Good evening to everyone. I'm glad to be here.
Great stuff. So let's start off with a couple of things. So first and foremost, you've of course retired, and yes, not under great circumstances. You know, it's not, you know, like a lot of the Springboks that Michael, Pedro and I were just discussing, where they've now won their World Cup. They've played for a couple of years. They've done the hard yards. They calling it quits now. The likes of Beeston, Tariro, and so on and so forth. Unfortunately, with you, it was an injury that forced you in this instance. I mean, let's talk a little bit about that without now, you know, spoiling the mood. What happened, mate? What happened in this instance?
Basically, I fractured my talus dome. So it's a very difficult one because it takes longer to heal.
Mm.
But then the doctor said, you know what? The only option that you have right now is to retire.
Mm.
Then I had to sit down with my family and decide, you know what? This is it right now. But God, we plan, then God decides.
Mm. No, I hear you, man. I hear you. Listen, and but you're still young, fit. You're still able to do all kinds of interesting things, because despite the fact that you have retired from professional football, so, you know, you're not going to be joining a particular club and playing for them, you're still playing a massive role. I mean, this coming Saturday at this Soweto Derby that we're all talking about, that we're so excited for, what will you be doing during that halftime period when people are sitting there, and you know, some of them, at least half the crowd, quickly go out to grab a drink or something? What will you be doing?
So basically, tomorrow. Yeah. I'm going to be saving penalties. APSA is doing the activation, so you're going to win 100k. A person that the last man standing is going to win 100k if he scores against me. So that's what I've been doing.
But that's unfair, guys. What chance does he, let's say a Gershwell there with my 3-month pregnancy, I pitch up, you know, I've had one too many 6-packs, I've been trying too much nyama, I want to come and score a goal against this man. I mean, I'm pretty tall, but you're taller than me, you're still athletic. I'm actually looking at your statistics here. I don't know how up to date they are, because I know obviously the life of retirement might change one or two things there, but you're 1.9 meters tall, yes, 6 foot three, as the Americans would say. Mm-hmm. You weigh in at about 88 kilograms, which means that I'm shorter than you, and I weigh 11 kilograms more than you. So, which means that there's agility, and this guy can do things that I can't do.
It's gonna be a fun day.
Yeah,
it's gonna be a fun day for the fans. I think they're gonna enjoy, because most of the time, when you go around the streets, fans say, I can score you.
Mm.
So it's their time right now to actually do that.
Okay. So the ones that have been trashed, basically. So let's talk about this. You've obviously the one amazing statistic about you is that you've played for both Pirates and for Chiefs.
Yes, yes.
And I think very few people, I don't know, I haven't looked at the list of players that have managed to pull off both of those. So, and let's start off with when you moved over from the one to the other. I mean, was there anger? Were fans unhappy, or were they upset? Because the thing about it is, the one thing I can tell you is that if you're a Pirate supporter, you're a Pirate supporter. If you're a Chiefs supporter, you're a Chiefs supporter. And you don't, you know, you don't switch sides. And here you are, you moving from... if I'm not mistaken, from Chiefs to Pirates.
Yes,
right?
Yes, yes.
So what was that like? How did the fans receive you, and how did the other fans that had to let go of you?
Well, basically, if you respect football in general, if you respect yourself, you live anywhere that you live, because I respected Chiefs so much, there was never any bad vibe in terms of me coming late to training or having a bad mood just because I'm not getting the game time that I wanted. So that respect that I gave the whole team, the fans and everyone, they said, you know what, it's all right, you can leave, but we understand. So it's very important for us as human beings to know that anywhere that you're working, respect that, always be on time and do things properly. So when the time comes for you to leave or do anything beside that, you'd live freely because you'd be getting the blessing from the elders.
Oh, no, hundreds, man. That's the way to do it, indeed. Of course, I think that there is no bigger soccer event. Not that I think I know this for a fact. There is no bigger soccer event in South Africa than the Soweto Derby. Let's just get it right. You've been on both sides. Did you play the Soweto Derby on both sides, or was it just?
It was just Chiefs only
for Chiefs. Yeah. What is it like? I mean, what is that the vibe in that stadium for the players? Because I mean, if you're in the stands are packed. People are blowing their vuvuzelas. They're wearing their the hard hats. They're doing their thing. You know, they're having fun. But for you as a player on the field, what does it feel like to have that vibe going? You just see yellow and white and black wherever you look. It's an ocean of people in their traditional regalia. I mean, in their traditional soccer regalia.
It's very, very, very fantastic. I wouldn't trade it for anything in this world.
Mm.
It's you get goosebumps. How can I put it? It's something else. But now, then again, you need to focus, because you know that people in radio, they are listening.
Yeah.
TV, they are watching.
Hey.
I think the derby, it's one of the top 10 derbies in the world. So you understand how much pressure that you get from that. But it's all about you getting focused and just focusing on the match. If you look at the fans, you lose focus. So the focus is everything to the derby, but it's exhilarating. It's very lovely. I wouldn't trade it for anything.
Now, but on that basis, I mean, you're going to be back on the field after how long now? Since retirement? I mean, I'm sure it's going to be. Is it going to? Do you think that you're gonna? It's all going to come back to you, that feeling?
Definitely, it's going to come back. But there's someone else right now who's going to be enjoying the derby. I enjoyed mine to the fullest. So it's time for other people also to enjoy it. It's going to be nice tomorrow.
But I mean, those 10 minutes that you're going to be on the field and you have to come up against Gershwell there. You know, I mean, I'm sure that because the thing is, the crowd is still there. They're still cheering and people are going to be excited to see you.
I'm excited to see them again.
Oh, for sure. No, that's great to hear. So now quickly, score predictions. I know it's going to be a tough one because this year, basically, one of two, and don't give me a draw. So I'm already.
Football will win.
Football will win.
It's a very difficult one for me because both sides, they love me, they cherish me. Ah. So I cannot choose one side. I love both sides.
But if you, so I'm going to try to put you on the spot one last time. If you had to be a soccer analyst, if you had to be that guy that says that, you know, pound for pound, statistics versus statistics, what would you say? What would be the outcome?
It's difficult to one because it's a derby. No matter who's at the bottom or is at the top on the lock, it's a difficult one.
No, brilliant. This is my final one for you. Obviously, you know that Refilwe, our producer, yes, our executive producer, you saw her. She's wearing a particular jersey. Yes. I shall not mention which one, but I mentioned it earlier on. Now, according to her, she says that this last game between Chiefs and Pirates, this last derby, technically ended in a 2-2 draw.
Yes.
And then it went to penalties, of course, right? Meaning that Pirates haven't lost to Amakhosi for the last five seasons in the league. Is that the case?
A difficult one for me to answer. I'm not going to answer anything.
Listen, mate, it was wonderful having you here. Up next, we're going to hear from, of course, Zongezo Zibi, who's the head of communications at APSA, and find out more about this Wozanazo shootout. This is, of course, where Brilliant will be in the goals doing his thing. And imagine that, someone, an ordinary person like you or me, would be able to go up against the legendary, Brilliant Kuzwayo.